Has anyone ever mocked you for talking about the paranormal? What if you had credible proof of aliens and it was swept under the rug? Could you ever look at the sky the same way after seeing unexplained lights drifting above? Today we test the believability of the Phoenix Lights.
Welcome to Believing the Bizarre,
where we dive into the unknown and the unusual
and tell you whether or not we find it believable.
Another Tuesday in the books.
In the books. Just another day closer to Friday and Saturday.
And then Sunday.
And then Sunday.
But then we do it again.
I know. Then you do it again.
But anyway, when was the last time we did a UFOF?
I believe, what? I knew the question before you said it, but then you said it. I'm like, and what?
I don't even know what came out of my face.
A UFOF?
What was the last time we did a UFO episode?
I believe the year was 2021.
That's insane.
It was November 23rd. Don't fact check me. And I believe it was Charlie Red Star.
Yeah.
Now, that's not including, I think we might have done some listener compilations, and I don't know if those might have snuck an alien in there. An alien might have creeped into a couple of episodes
even
since
still,
then.
The fact that we haven't done a full episode in like 4 or 5 months is not correct.
It's pretty disrespectful. Like, we almost should take the UFO off of our graphic.
Which, but we're not going to.
Shout out Lindsay Jo Scott for that graphic. Still.
Absolutely.
Still bangs 2 years later.
But thank you, Lindsay. Thank you, Akron. But now let's move on to Phoenix, Arizona. What happened? The Phoenix Lights were a phenomenon that occurred in the 1990s, 1997 to be precise, approximately from 7 p.m. until 11 p.m. on March 13th, which we actually just had the 25th anniversary.
Wow.
Yeah.
I like Arizona, man. I don't love everything about Arizona, but I like the idea of Arizona.
The desert?
Dry heat, warm, blue skies.
Scorpions.
Scorpions sneaking in your sneakers.
I don't have the same vision of Arizona as you do.
I think the way I feel about Arizona is how you feel about California. Like, nicer than here, but expensive.
I guess so.
Although I would agree that there's a lot more cool things about California's climate, but I think there's a better chance that Arizona will still exist in like 100 years compared to California.
So the Phoenix Lights were seen in Arizona and parts of Nevada, in like the lower parts of Nevada. The object was spotted towards the northern Arizona city of Prescott and Dewey about an hour after the first sighting, which was at 7. So at 8 o'clock, Prescott and Dewey also saw this thing as well.
Were they moving or were they stationary in the sky?
They were moving.
Okay. I've always wondered, and maybe you, I don't know if you've thought this, have you ever seen a plane in the sky and wondered, like, if you took a fishing line and dropped it straight down, how far away that plane in the sky really is? Like, could I see a plane in Pennsylvania, or because the curvature of the world, is it like 12 miles away from me? Way up in the sky, obviously. But
yeah.
if you just went straight down, how far away?
I have no idea.
Have you
I
ever
would
thought
guess a
about
couple
that?
A couple miles?
Just
I imagine.
A couple miles?
It's not that high up.
I don't know why. That's disappointing.
The distance between Earth and space is scarily small.
But you know what I mean. I mean, like, if it was like wherever it is in the sky on the ground, from me to that place on the ground.
Oh,
not up. I just mean, if you see a jet really high in the sky and it's really small, mm-hmm. if you went straight down, how far would that point on the ground be from where I'm standing looking at the jet?
Oh, I see. I don't know. I have no idea.
I know you don't have an answer. I just didn't know if you ever thought about that before.
No, I never have.
Okay.
I never thought that. I do think, though, when I see planes in the sky, I think those are about 50 people going somewhere. They know where they're going. I don't know where they're going, but they're living their own lives, going somewhere else. Right now, they bought a plane ticket probably a couple weeks ago to be right there.
Yeah. Is it like almost you're left out? Like, they all know where they're going and you don't? And like, they kind of like, oh, no, it's Charlie. Don't look. Don't look. Just keep going.
No, it's not like a left out thing. It's just like, it's cool that we're living our different lives. They don't know I'm right here looking at them, but that's see them.
You're kind of creeping on them.
A little bit. That's more accurate.
Can you still do that with Google to see where a plane is, like what plane is above you? If you do like Siri or Google, like what's...
Oh, yeah. Find my plane.
Or like the plane above me or something.
I think you can do that.
Let's start extra creeping on planes.
And then we'll see you about tickets.
Yes.
And then we'll go on their Facebooks.
Yes. That would be like, we're talking about you. Are you listening?
That'd be super creepy.
There's my 3-minute banner. The episode's yours now.
That's fine. Because I want to talk about these goddamn lights in the sky.
Oh, yeah.
The lights presented over miles in the night sky. Like, they stretched over miles. People seeing them over vast miles. They were in the shape of a giant V. Like a flock of geese.
Mm.
And the object was seen as an outline. The craft gently moved southwest.
So is it just one craft?
Yes.
So all these lights are one craft.
All the lights are one big thing.
Whoa. See that? I think most people, I would say 86% of our listeners probably have heard of the Phoenix Lights, myself included. I didn't know it was one big entity. I thought it was like a collection of multiple lights, like multiple UFOs.
No, they appear to be some kind of like port lights on the side of something.
Wow.
And this giant structure made a blanket of black that blotted out the stars above it, but slid, smothering the outline of the points that still existed above.
I don't know what that means.
So like, you could see it moving, slowly getting black and dark. And it was blocking out the stars.
I got you.
But the stars were still there. So, like, when it went past it, the stars were still...
I got you. So, even though it was really dark and it was a night sky, you could see that something was moving in front of it.
Yes.
Essentially. Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, that would be really trippy to see.
Yeah, no, I imagine it'd be terrifying. Perhaps the trippiest thing is that this was only the first sighting in the Phoenix Lights on March 13th. There was another one in the same night. So the first one went from about 7 o'clock to about 8:30. And then after that, there was about an hour gap. And then from 10 to 11, another vessel was seen heading back over Phoenix. And this was a different shape even. It looked more like a boomerang versus a V.
I wonder if this is the one I've seen images of more. I don't know. I can picture this in my head, but I can't really put a shape to it. Also, you said this was like on the 13th?
Yes.
They are lucky they did this before daylight savings, because it would have still been light time. It would have been, if they'd have waited a week and a half, that black ship would not have blended into the night sky. It would have been a big old black ship on a beautiful sunset-y sky in Arizona.
So like I said, this is a decidedly different shape. This is a boomerang, not a V. So like a V is like that. I'm putting my hands together.
It's like a point.
Yeah, but like a boomerang is like a wide kind of thing. And they were seen coming back across the sky. Same kind of port light pattern, big black shape.
So is it assumed that it's the same thing, that is just malleable so that it can change like shape? Or is it expected that this is an entirely different entity?
My guess is it's the same thing that just kind of like expanded for like a different kind of like viewing mode or something. But
it's an alien cruise ship.
This is going to blow your mind. It's gathered to be about 6,000 feet.
6,000 feet.
Yeah.
All right. You know how we do things here in America. Football fields. So let me.
That's true.
So 6,000. Hold on, let me do this. All right. Here in America, I did it the way for y'all that you need to hear it. This is 20 football fields.
Wow.
This is 20 football fields.
Is that all the football teams?
Nope.
Oh.
Nope. That's still a lot, though. That's a lot.
Yeah, that's huge. It's a giant, giant thing. And like the V, this shape also had spots of lights. That's how it was seen. And it coasted over the city until about 11 p.m.
I kind of like the alien cruise ship idea. Let's buy a cruise. We're going to go all the way in the Milky Way to Earth and back.
I would guess it's like a generational ship. If it's that big, it's doing some kind of recon, but it's a generational ship.
What do you mean by that?
What I mean by that is that it's the people that were on board that ship when they went over Phoenix were not the same people that boarded the ship. They were their descendants.
I see. So it was a really, like, it was a ship that intended to be out for long enough that they were going to need to reproduce on the ship to be able to get to their destination.
Yep.
And which was Phoenix, Arizona. That's a long, that's an expensive flight ticket.
Well, perhaps They saw a planet with resources, and they thought, well, that's a place to refuel. But they saw that there were lots and lots of people.
Then they went to Phoenix. They're like, there's no water here. Let's leave this planet.
Bypassing all the oceans and lakes. But I don't know. Maybe they just saw there's lots of people. I don't know. I don't have an answer. I just have an idea.
Or maybe we were just a stop on the destination, not the destination.
That could very well be.
It was a suicide, and they were just going to the sun. The stop at the hottest place in the United States. Well, it's not.
That's Valley. Yuma, Arizona. Death Valley, but that's very near Yuma, Arizona.
And on their way to the sun.
So I saw two different reports from two different places. One said there were 700 eyewitnesses, and then from MUFON, they said there were over 1,000 eyewitnesses. So there were a lot of eyewitnesses to these lights.
Imagine being in that area and like you're sick, like really sick, kind of like we were and you still are, and I still kind of am. And you're just like, man, you know what? Screw tonight. I'm gonna live for tomorrow. I'm gonna just chug this NyQuil. It's 6:55. I'm gonna tuck it in for the night. And you pass out. You wake up the next day, and everyone's talking about how in your area they saw this huge ass UFO.
I don't know if I'd be like super bummed or almost relieved.
You'd be super bummed.
I probably would be. Yeah, it was all over the news. And actually, this. I don't know if you know this next part. You know there was a conference after?
What kind of conference?
Like a press conference. Like the governor came out and did a whole press conference.
The Arizona governor?
Yes.
That's cool. No.
Well, I don't know if it's cool. Let me tell you the whole thing. So the governor, Fife Symington, this was his second term. He was not going to get another term after this. And he held a press conference to address this aerial incident. And he said in his conference that they needed to arrest the people responsible for the lights. And in that moment, a tall man in a foil suit came onto the stage with a giant alien head and fake hands.
What?
Yep. It looked like a giant gray. I'm serious. Isn't that crazy?
Wait, what happened?
He had this, they made a big old joke.
It was a joke.
He killed him.
All right, you're all safe. Go to bed.
No, it was actually his chief of staff in a mask. But they made this giant joke out of this whole thing because there was so much like
tension.
Yes. Yeah. And I don't know if it's cool. I don't like it.
Well, there's only so many ways. Like I appreciate that they addressed it. They didn't just try to sweep it under the rug, but I don't know. It's like humor is probably, I mean, I don't know if that's what I would do, but I would probably try to tackle it with humor.
Well, the idea was that he did kind of sweep it under the rug because 10 years later, he came out on CNN. And he told CNN, actually, that he was told to cover up the event because what actually happened really unsettled him himself. He said, quote, "I'm a pilot, and I know just about every machine that flies. It was bigger than anything that I'd ever seen. It remains a great mystery. Other people saw it, responsible people. I don't know why people would ridicule it." And he also said, "It was enormous. It just felt outerworldly. In your gut, you could tell it was from another world." End quote. And that's the governor said that.
Did he die shortly after that? And that's a joke, but it's also not a joke.
No.
That's good, at least. Yeah. They probably figured he has no power anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to think, you know, maybe he just wants to be relevant or be discussed again.
Yeah, that is the actual incident of the Phoenix Lights. Now, we'll get into the theories in a little bit, but right now I got some eyewitness testimony.
Yes, this is what yes.
People that were there in 1997.
People that weren't chugging NyQuil.
Well, no, probably not.
Man, I was 5 years old in 1997.
I was six. Yeah, no, we were kids.
I think Scream 2 came out that year.
I could not tell you. That's okay. So let's move on to the testimony. So this first testimony is from Reddit.
Best are from Reddit.
Oh, yeah. Some of the good ones.
I did like Ranker, though.
I did, too. That was such a good story. And it starts like this. Quote, "I was skating with my friends at the overflow banks in a pretty awesome skate spot right next to the 101, which I think is a highway.
Are they just going to pimp this spot?
1/4 of a mile east of 51st Avenue in northern Phoenix. After skating for a while, the eight of us had a seat to relax before we took off. A friend of mine noticed the lights as they were lighting up. We sat there smoking cigarettes, staring as they lit up and faded out. The only audible sound came from the ambient nature and our surroundings, and the occasional car passing by on the 101. We heard no motors or aircraft sounds. Slowly, they faded out, and we went back to drop off our ATVs. As soon as we got back in and went to our clubhouse, we saw it all over the news. We couldn't shut up about it after. It wasn't really outer-worldly, per se, but it was pretty weird. Phoenix had tons of desert and a very important Air Force base, which we had our speculations of what went down. To elaborate a little bit more, it was almost overhead of us. More like around south of our position, around 20 degrees shy of looking straight upwards. The lights looked like points of lights. No halos, but definitely a very slight twinkle, as if there was hot air moving in front of them. They lit up one by one, were stationary in the sky, they faded in and stayed for a few minutes, and then out fast, kind of like 2 seconds fade out. No audible sounds could be heard from that direction. So he saw these lights kind of fade in and out with his friends. End quote, by the way. So not really what I had seen described in the news. It's a little bit different than everything else we described.
I think the biggest thing that stuck out to me was the no sound.
Yeah.
Because typically when you see any type of aircraft in the sky, there's some type of audible noise that accompanies it. So I think especially for something 20 football fields in the sky, you'd expect it to have some type of sound.
And he didn't really describe them drifting like everything else did, but it's very interesting. It's a little bit different. But also, do we believe this kid who was out skating with his friends?
I believe it was awesome.
One witness from Prescott, who wished to be known only as JR, said he watched a boomerang-shaped object glide over Granite Mountain, and it was at least a mile wide. He said there's no way it was from this planet. We don't have anything that big, he said. It was totally silent. I've never seen anything even close to the colors from the exhaust that propelled that thing. It was as big as downtown Prescott and completely blocked out the stars.
So is he claiming to have seen new colors?
I think he was saying that it was real pretty. What came out of the back of it?
Pretty. It almost sounds, well, I guess, what color would you not expect to see come out of an exhaust?
Purple and green and stuff?
I've seen fire be red. Or purple.
I've seen fire be red too. Yeah.
Have you ever seen green?
Fire?
Yeah.
One time. It was cool.
Was it alien?
No, it was Boy Scouts. So this next story is from that ever wonderful website, Quora.
I love Quora. I do.
You do love Quora?
I do.
All right. So this story, it's a little crazy, a little long, a little bit of a mom remembering some stuff. There's that mom language in this. You'll recognize it.
Okay.
Quote, I've never talked about the lights until just recently. A friend of mine who wasn't here 20 years ago asked me about the lights seen in several Southwest states that March evening in 1997. The lights made national news by morning with our governor making jokes about UFOs as the explanation of flares from nearby Barry Goldwater Range from the Air Force Base. I have lived in Arizona for all of my 52 years and have seen the nighttime Phoenix sky at its most beautiful. That night was one of those nights. Those lights weren't stars, planes, weather balloons, or flares. I can say now with confidence, what I watched that night I have never seen before or since, and doubt I will ever see again. I had this great idea after a second child was born that the city was not where I wanted to raise my family. Pregnant with our third, we said goodbye to downtown Phoenix for our new home, north of the valley in the desert hills. In 1995, there was nothing out there, and Del Webb had just started selling lots for new community. Anthem was so popular, people camped out for premium prices of land to call home. Desert Hills was spread out a little more, as most homes were on an acre plus of horse property. We knew our neighbors from a comfortable distance, and when the weather was beautiful, we would get to know each other during nightfall walks. The grown-ups took happy hour outdoors as we would stop along the trail and talk about the rattlesnakes, scorpions, or coyote sightings of the day. That was all the excitement we needed. Cameras and videos on cell phones had yet to be in the norm, so documenting that evening to memory was all we had. I do remember one neighbor having a video recorder that only caught a glimpse of the experience you had to see with your own eyes to appreciate. There was that feeling that I will never forget, a relentless and calm amazement in the air as the unusually silent night. No noise came from the bright formation that looked like a smooth sloping V to the south of us, as the brightness of each light would vary but never go out. they were communicating. Who or what they were, I still don't know today, or why they were in conversation, I can't explain. I can't tell you what my own husband thought of what we were watching, or why that happy hour crowd talked about that evening as we took in the view. All I remember is that the lights were there, and after what seemed like hours, later they were out. Out like someone flipped a switch. We never turned on the news, or never called the Manicopee County Sheriff's Office. The next morning as we watched the local morning news, I didn't pay much attention, because I was there. I didn't need an explanation. We didn't love the country life. In fact, I hated every minute away from the city, and we moved back downtown Phoenix later that year. The night of the light show was never forgotten, but we never talked about it again, and I don't think I'll ever share this again. End quote.
Well, I would talk about it every day. I'd be finding strangers in Walmart, I'd be like, hey, guess what I saw?
But you know what I mean? Like, kind of has like that mind vibe to it.
Yeah, I think it's interesting that every single one of these people have made sure to mention, obviously, the lights. That's a given. But yeah, everybody acknowledged that it was quiet.
The quiet is such a ever-looming presence. Yeah.
Or lack of.
I guess so. So let's go into some theories about the lights. So my first theory that is, I mean, all these are not alien-based.
No, I don't. I anticipate them not all being
alien. I would say most of them are not. So let's move into the first one.
Energy vortex. Believable.
No.
A Yeti.
A Yeti?
Yeah, that just seems to be, every time we do theories, I feel like Yetis. But it's just thrown in.
I was just thinking just like a Yeti in the sky with like a little like a theater light.
Yeah.
Like flipping back and forth. Anyway. No. Mass hysteria. Have you heard of the concept before?
Yeah, yeah. It's where a bunch of people come to a conclusion about something and it panics and they kind of create something out of nothing.
Yes, that's the first theory. That the Phoenix lights were a form of mass hysteria.
Essentially, it's that Twilight Zone, the Maple Street?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The Monsters of Maple Street, I think it's called.
Mm-hmm. Except not as extreme.
Yeah. So, but...
But what's the trigger?
Yeah.
The trigger might be...
Too much NyQuil.
It might be just that there were flares dropped from the actual UFO.
It's from the real UFO. The real UFO dropped flares, and that's what caused the mass hysteria.
From military planes, it might have been. This kind of ties with another theory.
Okay.
That there were these flares, and that made people mass kind of freak out that.
Yeah. Well, it's like the idea that a person is smart, but people are dumb.
Are you quoting Men in Black?
I don't think so.
I think you are.
Hmm.
Quoting Men in Black.
Is that Tommy Lee Jones?
Yes.
Yeah. Agent K.
Yeah. I love that movie.
Which also came out, well, it came out 2 years before this incident.
Did it?
I believe it came out in
95?
No, yeah.
Oh, God. You think he was there?
I think he was.
That's cool. But there is actually, this kind of thing has been reported, mass hysteria has been reported for a long, long time. There was actually a case of mass hysteria in medieval France, one of the first reported cases, where people would break out into dancing.
Yeah.
Do you know that?
I heard about this.
Yeah. And like they would dance for like years. No one knew why. And then all of a sudden it stopped.
Yeah. Wasn't there laughing too?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This doesn't seem like that because it seems like it's too on too grand of a scale.
It does seem very big.
To me, it feels like mass hysteria is when people can influence each other. Like, this feels like an after the fact.
Yeah.
Maybe people thought it was a UFO, but if all these people on their own came to this conclusion, because it's not like, it wasn't like they were playing telephone, where person one talked to two to three to four all the way to 1,000, and then by the time it got to 1,000, they were like, okay, agreed, it's a UFO.
That's my biggest problem with this theory, is that you're right. All these people came to the same conclusion independently. So, it's a thought, but I don't think it's the answer.
It's an incorrect thought. But no, I mean, it's worth discussing.
Yeah. The next idea is Valley Fever. Have you heard of Valley Fever before?
It sounds like when the heat gets so hot, you get a little delirious.
No.
Okay.
It's a good guess, though. Does sound like it. Valley Fever is actually a disease found commonly in the southwestern United States, and it's a type of fungus that infects a host and gives them a cough, fever, tiredness, and also possibly hallucination. And Valley Fever is spread through dirt, and when that dirt is disturbed, it's also airborne.
Go ahead. Is there a case of this?
There's lots of cases of Valley Fever.
But like a widespread case?
1997.
That's the only one. Like, was it actually rampant in 1997?
Like, it was just a farming thing. Like, farmers were digging up dirt, and it was pretty common back then.
They were getting ready for that daylight savings time to hit in a couple of weeks.
Well, actually, you might be right. It could be one of the reasons why that farming picked up and Valley Fever was happening.
So, completely separate from this Phoenix Lights, this is a real phenomenon that was happening in that year in the area. Okay. Yes.
And then my last theory ties in with my mass hallucination is the government. The Air Force had a base there, near there, has a base there. At first, they denied any involvement in this. But as people became more vocal about the situation, the Air Force put out a statement saying that their lights were dropped flares from A-10s during a routine training situation. And there's a couple reasons why I don't think it's flares. So the first reason is I don't think flares would cause the stars to be blacked out behind the lights.
Yeah, unless it was smoke, but nobody reported seeing anything similar to smoke.
Right. Also, flares I don't think would be spaced out as precisely as these lights were said to be.
Unless these military people were part of a synchronized swimming team that all elevated their flare game up.
I mean, that's pretty good. But also, my final reason why I don't think it's flares is that wind would have to blow these flares in certain ways. And even if they blew, they wouldn't blow all the same way. You know what I mean? Like, the reports said that the lights moved, but they moved in unity.
Yeah, this doesn't sound like flares. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised one of your theories wasn't that it's aliens.
I mean, that's the ultimate theory, that it's aliens, is that this is a ship.
There was just a callback to something I mentioned earlier about Baker Mayfield. So when Baker Mayfield saw that UFO, which really was just like an asteroid or whatever, yeah. One of my favorite sports talk show hosts who hates like Cleveland, but Colin Cowherd, was talking about how he thought he saw some UFOs on the West Coast when growing up, but he found out a lot of it was just like secret U.S. like weapons, like planes that like were black and you couldn't pick them up on radar and they were huge, but they just didn't want to announce that that's what people were seeing because they didn't want other countries to know that we had that technology.
Mm.
So do you think it could be that this was a U.S. ship that they just at that time and maybe still just haven't wanted to announce that it exists?
It's so big. It's such a big ship. I don't think we can get anything that big airborne yet.
I wonder what the biggest thing... I mean, how big are rockets? I mean, I'm not saying they're 20 football fields, but... Like, I wonder what the biggest thing, or like the space station, or like...
The ISS, I think, was put together in space. Hmm. They didn't launch it that big.
There was no... They didn't measure in football fields when they planned it out.
They were a little more precise, I think. I don't know what the biggest thing that's ever been launched is, but I don't think we have anything that big.
Or at least nothing we've announced.
That's true.
Also, who's the one saying it's 6,000 feet?
Move on.
Yeah. Compared to what?
I think that was the distance between the lights.
Yeah, how are you measuring that?
You're measuring like where the lights started and where they stopped.
What do you mean? Did somebody fly up there with a measuring tape? Like when you look at this table and you say it's probably about 4 feet compared to something else in this room, like you have nothing to compare it to. It's a night sky and it's subjective. Like what looks like how big does the moon look? Mm-hmm. Oh, an inch. You know what I mean? But in real life, it's like more than an inch. So
I think there is a way to measure things in the sky. I just don't know them. Is that fair?
Yeah, but does MUFON know them, and were they able to actually calculate it in that time? You know what I mean?
That's a really good question.
I'm not saying they're wrong. I'm just saying it could be a really rough estimate. Not saying it is.
Okay,
but let's accept that. Let's say it's 9 football fields.
Okay.
Does that seem more possible it could be something the United States built?
That seems more feasible. It does. That I will take that new information. I will throw it away. I'll internalize that. That's interesting.
Though for me, I know we're not even at the discussion yet. I feel like we kind of already seeped into the discussion a little bit.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's go there.
Okay. Yeah, let's go. Now is the time where we stop the episode. Yep, thank you. And we like to thank the people that have subscribed to our Patreon and the new people in our Patreon.
As of the recording of this episode.
Thank you very much, Tyler. And that is Sierra, Coopity Scoopity. Appreciate you, man.
Coopity Scoop.
Mario, Wyatt, and Marcy.
Marcy, you got in at the last second.
It was literally, we're about to record.
Yes. And you like squeaked 4 minutes before we recorded, you jumped on. We're like, all right, we'll put you in.
And we're at like 90 something right now as of the recording of this episode. And we said for a while ago, at 200, I'm going to get a tattoo. You guys are just playing with me now.
I know. I cannot wait to see. Like, we are almost halfway there to Charlie getting this Believing the Bizarre tattoo.
And
if you're wondering why, you know, you were like, you guys were saying you're about like halfway there. Like, okay, sometimes people leave the Patreon, right? We're not saying 200 total. We're saying we need to have 200 at one time.
Yes, yeah. Because people come, they go.
And that's totally fine.
That's how it is.
That's totally fine.
But if you come and you're there right now, you should go back and listen to the quiz that just came out for Tyler's episode.
Right. Or the Do You Believe the Bizarre? I'm going to throw that out there. I'm assuming it's done.
It'll be done.
Or the Do You Believe the Bizarre, where our producer Ben gives us 3 stories per round, and 2 of which are completely real, creepy, bizarre stories, and 1 he made up, and we have to guess which is which.
It's a lot of fun. Sometimes I win chocolate milk. Sometimes I don't.
That is true. We have director's cuts. If you exist as our dedicated tier for multiple months, you get a exclusive Patreon t-shirt that you can only get by being a member. You can't buy it. You can't even convince us to let you buy it.
Well, if you try really, really hard.
We'll see. Yeah. We'll talk.
But there's a lot of cool stuff on Patreon. If you want to check it out, feel free. It's a lot of fun. There's links everywhere. But if you're just like, I want to listen to normal episodes, I don't want the extra stuff, that's totally cool too.
We will be here for you every Tuesday.
But with that, let's move back onto the discussion for the Phoenix Lights. So, Tyler, is it aliens? Do you think there's aliens there?
I think there's only 2. I'm not going to lie. I think I like that idea of that valley. What was it? The valley?
Valley fever.
I like the idea of that. I want to learn more about that. Mm-hmm. So I don't mean to, I'm going to temporarily discount that, but I'm not long-term discounting that. I want to know more about that. I'm stuck between these 2. It's either aliens.
Okay.
Or it's a secret U.S. aircraft. Those are the only 2 I'm really stuck between.
I really don't think it's secret U.S. aircrafts. I really don't. I don't know why. I can't say. It just feels too big and too quiet.
Like you can't say or you can't say.
Well, listen.
There's a red dot on your forehead right now.
No one would tell me if there was a secret ship.
Yeah, no one would tell me if there's a secret ship that I'm totally not going to discuss on this here episode of Believing the Bizarre, and the red dot is gone.
I'm glad you like that hallucination theory, though.
I do.
I think it's interesting.
Any type of that stuff, any type of parasite, like weird thing like that, is terrifying and incredibly intriguing. You know what is really, this is totally off the wall, and it's very morbid, but I'm going to talk to you about this right now.
Okay.
Thank goodness. Like, yeah, we have to deal with COVID and taxes, and people still die every day in tragic ways. But the way that people die nowadays, like when you think of like beheadings and stuff like that, and I guess I should mean in like this country, specifically the United States, when you look at the way that people were killed before, like stoning, and I just recently saw an article where someone was talking about the sawing where people were hung upside down. And yeah, like with their legs, and mm-hmm, like you would get sawed down the middle.
Or like the stretching thing.
Yeah.
You think for like a rack, second, that feels good. For like 1 second.
You get like your first back crack, and you're like, oh, okay. Oh, I've been, like, I needed that desk job. And it's like, oh no. And you're done.
Yeah.
But like, man, like I feel like there are pain sensations that no person should ever have to experience.
I know. Or the bull. Have you ever heard of the bull?
Yes. Yes.
That's terrible.
They put the thing on and is that the honey? Or the feces?
The bull is where they put someone inside like a giant metal bull and there was a,
I'm thinking of a log, but I know you can finish.
It's like a device in the thing that makes it sound like an animal dying when the person screams.
Yeah.
Terrible.
People are sick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we always have been.
And that has nothing to do with what we're talking about. And I don't know how we got on that tangent. It's morbid, but it's like, it's like a crash you can't look away from once you start reading about it. It's just imagining that there are people that actually suffered these, and it's tragic. But back to aliens.
Back to aliens. So my question is, another question I have is, Why do you think so many people discounted the witnesses? If there's so many witnesses, why are they all discounted?
I feel like people naturally, it's easier to wake up tomorrow and live your life thinking it wasn't real, right? Like,
it was all a dream?
You not even a dream, but it just was something else. Like, your day-to-day life of waking up, eating breakfast, unless you're intermittent fasting, and going to work, and then paying bills, and then seeing your friends and family, hopefully, and then going to bed. Like, aliens existing disrupts that. Even if it's temporary and you forget about it because of movies and sports and music and stuff to distract you from things like that. But you know what I mean? It's like I feel like the government is constantly going to try to keep things status quo. I almost said the government's going to try and make things good for the people.
Well,
I had to correct myself. The government's going to try to make things status quo, and aliens are totally not status quo.
They're not. They're outside the norm, right? 100%.
Right. And I think that kind of trickles down to people too, where it's like, it's going to be really hard to focus on my promotion or this painting, this book I'm reading, if there's aliens in the real world. It's easier to just...
It makes everything so much smaller too, right?
Yeah. I feel like it makes life easier if you just ignore it, kind of.
Yeah. It's just so many witnesses that are just like, well...
So who's actually, like, when you say people are discounting it, do you mean like the government or just other people?
The government and other people.
Are there like, people like going out of their way to say they're all wrong?
Yes, there are many articles saying what the Phoenix Lights actually were.
Like flares? Do they come to their own conclusions?
Some do. I didn't read them all because they weren't relevant to the topic. Well, not necessarily because I wanted to prove aliens.
Right.
I'm not going to lie, I'm a little biased. But some of them say like they're flares, they're Valley Fever. There's lots of explanations for these things. And people want to use those things instead of maybe saying, maybe it is aliens.
Yeah, I think it's just easier and makes your life more according to plan if you just either ignore it. I mean, I think you can ignore it without discounting it. I think when you think about it, it might strike you like, oh yeah, that really did happen. And that really was strange. Where I think some people are going out of their way to just smash it down.
So we just discussed why it might be covered up. But... do you think it was the right move for the government to make a joke out of it? You know,
I said, I would have probably done, if I was in power and people were feeling tense, my natural, if I'm uncomfortable, if I'm upset, my like go-to is always humor. So I don't know if I would have done the exact same thing, but I probably would have responded with humor. Unless I thought people were in danger.
I feel like that can make reactions even more negative. But I don't think he really cared that much because it was his second term. He wasn't going to go for another one.
Well, I'd be interested. Well, he came out 10 years later and said he was told to keep it hush-hush.
Yeah.
So he had some intel.
He did.
If he thought people were in danger, maybe he wouldn't have made that joke. So here's the thing. We're judging his decision to make a joke based on what we know, where he made that decision to make a joke based on the intel he was given. So I don't want to say it's unfair to judge him on his choice. It's just he was given a different hand than what we know.
I think you're right. I don't think I'm judging him. I just don't know if it was the right move. Maybe is that the definition of judging?
I guess. No, I mean, it is, but you're not doing it in a harsh... you're not critiquing him in a harsh way.
Yeah. I don't think he was necessarily wrong.
If people ended up getting hurt later or dying,
yeah,
then totally wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
But considering nothing came of it...
I guess just hurt feelings, maybe.
If I saw it and I saw the government do that, in the short term, I might be frustrated and be like, I saw this, I'm coming to you for answers, and you're mocking us.
Yeah.
So in the short term, I could totally see where you're coming from in terms of frustration or even being offended. Long term, I think it's fine.
Actually, I'm not going to lie. It's actually kind of very funny how he does it. I saw it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That'd be funny if they, if they had, like, a real fake alien, they just, like, ripped its head off or, like, blew it up or something. We're all safe now, people. Go back to paying extremely high taxes and paying too much for water.
Wow. The slam on Arizona.
I like Arizona. I would move there.
Hot.
I like Arizona.
Anyway, so where do you fall on the Phoenix Lights?
Well, considering I'm half and half.
Do you think, let me rephrase that. Do you think aliens are responsible for the Phoenix Lights?
I'm half and half between aliens. I probably like 60% aliens, 40% it being... I'm probably 65% aliens, 35% it's a U.S. ship. I'm not... I, like, and it's those two theories take up the full 100%. But gotcha. Since I do lean aliens, I go viable on this one.
I'm like 90% aliens, so I'm going to go believable.
Yeah. I don't blame you. Like I said, the only thing standing in the way is the idea that there could have been a ship that we made. But if it wasn't that, I don't go with flares. I would need to know more about the Valley Fever.
Yeah, Valley Fever.
Yeah, but
the governor's statement after the fact really hits home with me.
It's chilling.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you go believable?
Believable.
Believable and viable.
So thank you for tuning in on Tuesday with Believe in the Bizarre.
Our first alien episode since November.
That is disgusting. I'm so glad we got this done, though.
We've done Christmas. We've had a new year since Alien Talk. Let's not do that again.
No, let's get this back into the rotation.
Yeah.
But before we go, I do want to make sure that if you are on Discord and you want to talk to me and Tyler and lots of other people who are into this stuff, you should definitely join our Discord.
What is your Discord name and icon?
Celia14, and I actually just changed it to Deku from My Hero Academia, which is an anime, which I didn't think you would know what that is.
No.
No, it's cool. I like it.
I'm LaMadScientist28, and I'm still Ferret Allen.
Yes, and it's a lot of fun. I really enjoy it. And I'm really glad we brought it to our lives.
We are really helping the Pokemon community. If you're into Pokemon and Taco Bell.
And Believe in the Bizarre.
And Believe in the Bizarre, that's true. That too.
And also, if you are enjoying the show, you enjoy what we're talking about, please, please leave a 5-star review on Apple and a 5-star on Spotify.
We love it. We share it with each other. We share it on Instagram. It means so much to us. And it lets us know what you're thinking about the show, what's resonating with the show with you. It helps us actually, it does help us going forward. I'm not saying we've made major adjustments from reviews, but it definitely helps. And we love hearing what y'all think.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
So thank you everybody so much for listening. As always, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Charlie.
And catch us next week on Believing the Bizarre.
Podcast as bizarre as you are. It's gathered to be about 6,000 miles.
I can't comprehend that. I don't know.
I was wrong. It's that's way too big. It's gathered to be about 6,000 feet.
Oh, that's much different than 6,000. Huh. I'm like, isn't it like 2,000 miles from here to Florida?
Yeah.